Karen. Karen is going to bring us a message for the children. There's a few of them in the house today. Wonderful.
The children might come down front.
Either that or you go to the back. Okay.
Good. Right. I'm going to read you a little bit from the Bible, a story that Jesus told the people that were hanging around with him. And he told a parable about a really small seed. Do you know what a seed is? What is a seed? What's a seed? Good work. So I'll put some seeds on this board. See? So all these ones at the back, all the big people at the back, they probably can't see. But can you say in a really loud voice, what can you see? Are they all the same size? Are they all the same colour?
No.
Those ones look like chocolate. So those ones, are these ones big ones or small ones?
Small ones.
Really small ones? Okay. And what about this one?
Big
one? Okay. So are all seeds, I'll come back to the seeds. Okay. So Jesus, I'll tell you the story that Jesus told. So Jesus said, what shall we say the kingdom of heaven is like? What parable do you to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. But when it's planted, like you said, Will, it grows and it grows and it becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in the shade. So, do you know what a kingdom is? That's a bit tricky, isn't it? What's a kingdom? Can I give you a clue? Once upon a time, there lived, when we tell stories, there's a princess and a king and a queen. Where do they live?
In a castle.
In a castle, in a kingdom. Okay, so a kingdom is a place where there's kings and, well, there's kings and queens and princesses and princes. And so Jesus was saying that if there's a kingdom, the kingdom of heaven has to have a king, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because if there's no king, there's no kingdom. Okay? So he was saying about that the kingdom of heaven, which is God's place that he lives and is the king of, is like a mustard seed. Now, when you look at this, which one do you think, oh, I also have another seed that I had for breakfast, so that's why it's a little bit gooey. Is that a big seed or a small seed?
A big seed.
That is a big seed. Okay, do you think that, which one of these seeds do you think grows the biggest tree? Why do you think the smallest one grows the biggest tree? What do you reckon? Do you reckon it's the big seed grows the biggest tree or the smallest seed?
The big one.
The big one. Okay. Could be. Could be. So when Jesus was telling this story, he said that the kingdom of heaven, so his kingdom, is like a tiny, tiny mustard seed. But when it grows into a big tree. Okay? So, and the special mustard seed actually grows bigger than this big seed. Okay? So, I'll have to read some other little bits to you. Okay. So, when Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven was like a mustard seed, seems a bit strange, doesn't it? Because we were talking about the kingdom being kings and queens and castles and things. Do you know what else a kingdom means other than a king? Treasure, yeah, you can find any treasure there. But if there's no people in the kingdom, is it a kingdom? Because if a king doesn't have any people that thinks he's a king, then it's not really a kingdom, is it? Okay? So, Jesus was talking about the kingdom of heaven being, so where the church is like the kingdom of heaven. And okay, so when Jesus was talking about the planting some seeds, that's a good question. He was saying that the kingdom of heaven is like a seed. Okay, so when we plant a seed, we put it in the ground, and what happens?
It grows.
Okay, how quickly does it grow?
Slowly.
Okay, yeah. And sometimes when we plant a seed, and Jesus was saying planting a seed can be something like doing something really nice for someone, or maybe vacuuming the church, or maybe mowing the lawn, or can you think of anything else that you could do?
Clean the bathroom,
yeah, that's really important. Yep, they're all good jobs. So when we're talking about planting
yeah,
seed,
and loading the coal.
Yeah, and loading the coal too. Yep. Jesus comes back to, you know, saying that sometimes we plant a little seed and do a little job for God, and it turns into a big tree. It doesn't happen overnight, but like you said, the little seed grows and grows and grows, and it makes a big, big difference, okay? So this, when Jesus was talking about doing the mustard seed, the kingdom of heaven was like a mustard seed, he was saying that sometimes from something so small, because I mean, these ones are really small, aren't they? From something so small can come something really big. And God has the ability to change things. So, the best part of this story is, even though you guys are small and you might think that you can only do something little, God can change it and can make it like His seeds will grow into a big tree. He can make things happen from the little things that you do for God. Right, and that includes for big people too. But little things that you do for God can turn into big things, even if you don't think they're important. Right, shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, that we can listen to the stories that you tell us from the Bible. Thank you that you teach us things about your kingdom. And Lord, I pray that as these kids do things for you, that they will see their little seeds grow into big things for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good paying attention, guys.
You're
going to take the seeds away?
So thank you very much for that. I think you've got it all, including your breakfast leftovers.